This movie is called Outrage. It is spotlighting, in some cases, outing politicians who have a hand in crafting legislation that is perceived as anti-gay. Last week in New York, I spoke with Outrage director Kirby Dick. Take a listen. Kirby, why focus on Washington, D.C., of all places? Why not Hollywood? Why D.C.?
Well, it's a good question. The reason I focused on Washington, D.C. is that this is a film about hypocrisy. It's about the hypocrisy of closeted gay politicians who vote anti-gay. And I felt it was very important because this was a story that hadn't been told. And I wanted to dive into it and really take a look at this.
Well, you said the hypocrisy, and if you look at the movie, and one of the clips says, I think it says you can't swing a dead cat in Washington without hitting a gay person.
A gay staffer.
Yeah, a gay staffer. Let's take a look at this, and then we'll talk about it.
Capitol Hill is packed with gay staffers. There are so many of them.
You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a gay staffer.
There's a running joke that actually the gay men make Capitol Hill run on time. They don't have like a wife or children to go home to, so they can work really long hours.
To this day, I have not seen any place like it. So it is probably like the most gay place. Unfortunately, it's probably still the most closeted place.
Is that true? I mean, per capita, are there more gays in Washington, or at least closeted gays in Washington, D.C.?
Well, actually, Washington, D.C., there's a lot of out gays. That's what's really interesting.
Yeah.
Certainly in Congress, the staffers, perhaps 30 to 40% of them are gay. So, I mean, this is something that, I find very interesting.
Here's the thing, though. People don't like it usually, many people don't, when people are outed. They find it intrusive, they find it rude. Why is that? Why out people, and what's been the response from doing that?
Well, the response to the film has been incredibly supportive and incredibly positive. The reason is my film doesn't out gay politicians. What my film does is report on hypocrisy. It reports on closeted gay politicians mm-hmm. who vote anti-gay, and as a result of their votes harm millions of Americans who are just like them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the job of any documentary filmmaker, any journalist, to report on hypocrisy.
Do you think that, before I ask you this, because there are people who you mention in the film, who you talk about in the film, who are aware, people in the gay community have heard that this person is gay, but no confirmation. You hear those rumors, then they get married and people laugh. Do you have evidence to back it up on some of these folks who you talk about in your film being gay?
Yes, I do. I mean, this film was made over a nearly 3-year period, and a lot of that, of course, was shooting, but a lot of that was also research. We had a team of researchers working over 3 years, and I'm 100% confident that everything in the film was 100% accurate.
Any hate mail?
Not yet.
Not yet. Not even from people who are supposedly in the book and are supposedly gay. They haven't contacted you. You're probably the last person they want to talk to.
Probably.
Anyway.
That's probably correct.
Do you think this film, I'm sure you probably hope it will help, but realistically, do you think it will help, or do you think that more people will be outraged by outrage? And you know, you may tick some people off and make people go even further into the closet, or do more harm to the cause of gay rights than good?
No, I mean, I firmly believe that this will help the cause of gay rights. And I think one of the ways to do it is it reports on hypocrisy. And this is something that certainly people within Washington and within the political system know, but outside of Washington, it will come as a real surprise to them. But the reason the closet exists is because the media as a whole has not talked about it as much as they should. And what I hope is that in 20 years, the closet will no longer be a factor in American politics because people will start talking about it, and then politicians will realize that it isn't the best choice to live a dishonest life to themselves or to the public, that if they should come out and run as an openly gay politician, whether Democrat or Republican.
Kirby Dick, thank you.